I'm here in California, and I'm interviewing Don Wright. He's a computer programmer, and he lives in a very elegant ranch-style house here in California. And this house, it's surrounded by vineyards. It's not far from the beach, which is situated close to the town, and which is used by most people at least once a day. Now, Don, tell me, what I'd like to know is, and what my listeners would like to know is, what's your attitude towards your possessions?
Oh,
I mean, do you consider yourself to be a wealthy person?
No, I wouldn't call myself wealthy, no, but I guess I'd have to say I am pretty well off here. Nice place to live, don't you think?
Yes, I do indeed.
The family next door, I'd say they were quite wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
They've got vineyards and everything. But just because they're rich doesn't mean they're not friendly. They're very friendly people, like most of the people in the neighborhood.
Well, that's nice.
I don't feel particularly materialistic. I don't feel the need to have an expensive limousine parked in my driveway, for instance. But I guess my lifestyle is fairly expensive. I'd like to have a house right down on the beach, but at the moment that's too expensive
for me.
Is it? Yeah.
Right. And what are your leisure pursuits?
Well, I like to go surfing, and I like rock climbing, and I like rollerblading, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like going camping sometimes.
And, I mean, with all these things, you're camping and you're rock climbing and everything. What about, then, your physical fitness? That's important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I feel I can't even relax unless I feel fit.
Yeah.
I think you'll find that's true of a lot of people in California. I like to go jogging every day,
mm-hmm.
and so do my neighbors. You meet the whole neighborhood out before 8 a.m., running around in all the right gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it means that I can go into my working day feeling relaxed, you know, because my muscles have been worked.
Yes, you know. That's good. So you're not tense.
I'm not tense at all. No.
That's great. And one of the things that seems to be a sort of new thing, certainly amongst everybody, really, is this a kind of feeling of spiritual development and mental development. I mean, what's your attitude towards that?
Well,
is it important to you?
It's very important. I used to, in my younger days, I used to live in a hippie community.
Mm-hmm.
And,
did you?
Yeah, there was a change of attitude there towards mental and spiritual development. I find myself now turning to Buddhism and looking to the East, to the Eastern mysticism for a way of life. Yeah.
And does this affect your working pattern, your work?
Well, I suppose it affects everything I do. It's a matter of being in tune with the world instead of fighting against it, I suppose. I'm a computer programmer, my work is very important to my self-esteem, and so it's important to me that I enjoy my work and that I'm not struggling against it.
Right.
And I find that the working environment here in California is fairly laid back. Sometimes there is a little bit of stress at work, but no, I'd say everything goes pretty smoothly as long as you're in the spiritual flow.
Now, what is your attitude towards visitors? I mean, people who are not part of your immediate community.
Well, I really like the cosmopolitan
aspects
of California. I think you'll find if you talk to most of the people in the neighborhood, not many people were actually born here. But California is a place that all kinds of different backgrounds come to. And there's a real... The area is really ethnically diverse. And I find that particularly pleasant as a place to live. I think you'll find very little racism in this area, and I really hate racist attitudes.
Yes, so do I. Thank you very much, Don Wright.